It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday. It is brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, he would have been 81 today. Born on this date in 1944. The great Gary Stewart. Absolutely. Salute Gary Stewart. Born on this date in Letcher County, Kentucky. And then moved down to Florida and ultimately known for that distinctive vibrato voice and a bit of a Southern rock influence, perhaps. Outlaw country sound, but stood a part of the outlaw movement. Gary Stewart was very his own thing. And in the mid-1970s, Time magazine described him as the king of honky-tonk. Mm. And his biggest hit, 1975, boy.
She's acting single.
She's acting single.
I'm drinking doubles.
I'm drinking doubles. Written by Wayne Carson and tailor-made for the great Gary Stewart. And number one for him. Gary, who was, we talked about his origin story before. Fascinating individual, certainly, and a fascinating life. Kind of lived it on the edge, start to finish, to be honest with you. He was discovered by one Mel Tillis one night at the Wagon Wheel Club in Okeechobee, Florida. And if not for that, well, who knows where Gary would have ended up. But he did end up in Music City, and when he got there, he was immediately just so unique and always was. And I remember early in my career, back in the good old Cowboys Red River days or Cowboys Arlington, what up if you know what I'm talking about there, those spots, Gary would play there a lot. And Gary would show up frequently in a hazy state, let's just put it that
way.
And he
Pre-party!
He would show up, say Gary was supposed to take the stage maybe 9, 9.30. Mm-hmm. It was a 9 o'clock call time. Gary at 8:58 is nowhere to be found. He's not even in the building. But that car would pull up. Back door would open. Gary would come out. He would grab his guitar right before he walked up the steps. And at 9:01 would hit the downbeat. It just was amazing. Musically and otherwise. Always will miss the great Gary Stewart. Fortunate we have his music. Wish we had more of it. Lost Gary in December of 2003, just a few weeks after his wife had passed. Would have been 81 today, the great Gary Stewart on Hank.
I've seen men look at her.